Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
When Polaris Prize-winning musician and DJ Pierre Quenders first moved to Montreal from the Democratic Republic of Congo as a teenager in the early 2000s, there wasn't much of a scene for the African music he grew up listening to.
We couldn't find any places here that would play those songs, so we had to play it somewhere, and we would play it at our own parties.
Those parties became the basis of a collective called Moonshine, which Pierre co-founded and still runs in the city, and it's one that Montreal has embraced.
If you're good at what you do and you dedicate it to it, you put the right discipline into your craft, they'll be there for you. Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of Montreal.
Pierre Quenders talks about his experience as a musician and as an immigrant for our Sense of Place Montreal series today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed zebra mussels in two western Minnesota lakes. Munson Lake near Detroit Lakes in Becker County and Lake 6 near Frazee in Otter Tail County are the latest to join the infested waters list. Property owners contacted DNR officials in both cases after finding adult zebra mussels on equipment like boat lifts. When removing this equipment for seasonal storage, the DNR asked residents to carefully inspect for invasive species. Energy leaders and state partners gathered Wednesday at a groundbreaking celebration for the Northland Reliability Project. The transmission project is aimed at boosting grid reliability and resilience in northern and central Minnesota as the clean energy transition continues. Jointly owned by Minnesota Power and Great River Energy, the Northland Reliability Project is the first major transmission initiative in the Midwest region to break ground. Leaders from Minnesota Power, Great River Energy, the Mid-Continent Independent Operator, the State Department of Commerce, and the Public Utilities Commission were among those who attended the event in Becker. The 180-mile transmission line will extend from near Grand Rapids to near St. Cloud and largely follows existing transmission line corridors. Construction began this fall in Benton and Sherburne counties and will begin on the northern segment in 2026, with the route running through Itasca, Aiken, Crow Wing, and Morrison counties. The transmission line is expected to be in service by 2030. More than 53,000 college students in Minnesota were aided by the state's free tuition program in its first year. A new summary of the benefit for low-income students is drawing optimism in the higher ed community, even with other financial pressures still a concern. Launched last fall, Minnesota's North Star Promise covers tuition and fees for students with a household income of less than $80,000. State officials say the number of recipients exceeded expectations, helping carve out positive enrollment trends. Molly Loitz of Lead MN, which works with students at community and technical colleges, agrees these numbers reflect a strong appetite for people to overcome cost barriers and head to class.
As we recover sort of still from pandemic losses in enrollment, the North Star Promise is an effective tool in encouraging and enabling college attendance and access.
Loitz says even though two-year schools are known for lower tuition, a recent survey of students in the Minnesota system revealed that 97% of respondents labeled access and affordability as a top priority. She says when you factor in books, cost of living, and childcare needs, and stack them up against available grants, college affordability is still very elusive. Loitz hopes Minnesota funds North Star Promise as much as it can in the years ahead, citing a layer of uncertainty that has clouded federal Pell grants. This summer's tax cut package, pushed through by Republicans in Washington, didn't include major cuts initially proposed, but there were some eligibility changes analysts say will limit access for some students. Loitz says states need to fill these gaps.
We know in Minnesota we value higher education, and so making sure that there is robust support and continued funding for programs like North Star Promise so that we can continue to meet our attainment goal of 70% of Minnesota adults holding a degree or certificate.
Minnesota established that goal a decade ago in hopes of reaching 70% in 2025. but the latest available numbers show the state's attainment rate only at 63%. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. A large apartment complex is in the works in the city of Brainerd. The Brainerd Dispatch reports the Voyager Heights apartments include five 38-unit apartment buildings that would accommodate a total of 190 units. It also includes future commercial space that would front Business Highway 371 and allows for expansion of both residential and commercial uses. The apartments would be a mix of studio, one-bedroom and two-bedroom, and the anticipated monthly rent starts at $995. The developer Keepers Inc. has built more than 5,000 apartment units in over 30 Minnesota communities. The city's planning commission recommended approval of the project on a 5-to-1 vote, citing Brainerd's significant need for more housing. The city council unanimously approved the first reading of an ordinance that would allow for the rezoning of the parcels in question and gave other necessary approvals. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I'm standing by a fountain near the Lachine Canal, waiting for today's Sense of Place Montreal guest. It's a gorgeous day. The sun is shining, people are riding bicycles along the canal, and all you can hear is the faint hum of cicadas. This is where Pierre Quenders lives.
I just like this area. I've been living here for like almost 3 years now, and it's so peaceful and very family vibe. You don't feel like you're in Montreal.
Pierre's nights, however, sound very different.
Congolese people like to party, you know. I don't know if you ever been to a Congolese wedding, you know. It's like people like to party, eat, and just enjoy life, like joie de vivre.
Pierre is a musician and DJ based in Montreal. He performs in many languages. He sings primarily in Lingala, the most popular in his native country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. He also sings in English, French, a little Portuguese, and another Congolese language, Chiluba.
I love Chiluba because Chiluba is the language of my grandfather. Actually, Pierre Quenders is the name of my grandfather. I wasn't born Pierre Quenders, but I took my grandfather's name as an homage, but also to represent, for my family, for my country as well.
Today, he is also a founding member of Moonshine, a Montreal-based artist collective that hosts late-night music events. Pierre's story begins in Kinshasa, Congo's capital, where he grew up.
To me, Kinshasa and Montreal are both my homes. You know, I can't really separate both because I have so many great memories growing up in Kinshasa, and I was there till like my early teenage year. And moving here at 16, I had to experience becoming an adult here. So it's a different life, but both lives made me kind of the person that I am today, you know.
Growing up in Kinshasa, music was always a big part of his life.
You know, you have my mom and auntie cooking and dancing, and my uncle playing guitar and singing.
One of his most cherished musical memories happened after his grandma's passing.
My uncle, Jean-Pierre, wrote a song for her, and he asked all of the grandchildren and the great-grandkids to come and sing the song at the funeral. And that was the most beautiful experience that I still have. That it's like one of my most cherished, memories, yeah.
Church also played a role in his musical upbringing.
I think that was like my singing school. I remember one Sunday, my mom was like, you should come to church with me today. So I was like, I was very hesitant, I was like, I don't know, I don't feel like it. But she insisted, I was like, okay, let's go.
Singing in church choir also gave Pierre an early understanding of the power of language.
Since Congo has so many languages, the Catholic Church has songs in tons of languages. We sing Glory in King Congo, or we sing Glory in Lingala, sometimes we sing in Chiluba. It gives different feel.
But perhaps his greatest influence is Congolese rumba, a dance music genre that has deep roots in the region. Pierre says modern-day Congolese rumba began during the slave trade in the 16th century, an exchange between enslaved Africans and between Congo and Latin America.
But then during the 40s or 50s, find its way back and find a new life in Congo, and the new generation took it to another level, and you had people like Grand Calé, Kabasele.
That's Joseph Kabasele, who's considered the father of modern Congolese music.
And then you continue on with newer generation in the mid-60s with Franco, with the tout puissant OK Jazz that everybody knows. Then in the 70s, 80s, you had Zaiko, Langa Langa, Hubert give birth basically to Papa Wemba.
The king of rumba rock, one of the most influential musicians to come out of Congo.
So Papa Wemba was really the one who helped Congolese rumba to cross over and meet other genre, more meet hip-hop, for example. He was the first Congolese artist who had a rapper in a Congolese rumba song. That song was Sai Sai. I was very young back then. But I remember watching that video, and he looked so fly, like dressing very hip-hop style. And you have this young rapper that comes in later in the song. And seeing that kind of, those words kind of mixing together, it was amazing.
Hey! Socrate est là pour mettre l'ambiance. Tous les peuples africains sont réunis ici en France. Il faut que ça cartonne, obligé de laisser mes baskets pour mes Weston. Sai, 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 on ressent la joie dans ma voix quand je m'installe sur l'instrumental avec Papa Wemba, la star internationale. Yo,
As a teenager navigating Montreal, Pierre held this rich musical heritage close to his heart. He remembers meeting a kindred spirit.
I was in high school, and in my French class, there was this other guy named Hervé Kalongo. And we do, when he heard my name, we looked at each other, we knew that we were both Congolese. So we kind of, you know, shake our heads, you know, to each other. And that was basically the beginning of a friendship. And later on that day, on the way back home, we realized we were living on the same street.
Hervé is still a big part of Pierre's life to this day. He's Pierre's manager. But as young people, they struggled to find spaces where they belonged.
We wouldn't really like find suitable place for us. And sometimes we'll find the place, but the place wouldn't let us in. You know, it was still like early 2000 where you also needed to dress a certain kind or type of way to get into clubs.
It wasn't just fashion. There was also language. As the artistic heart of Quebec, Montreal extends special privileges to French language culture. There are laws that protect and promote French music. Finding a club playing music sung in Lingala was not likely.
But the beauty of language, especially in music, is it's what helps people connect, you know? And there's a lot of great singers in Quebec. Legendary, actually, great writers that were some of the most beautiful French songs. And I think that's the way to connect with people.
On entendait au loin sur l'onde et sous les cieux que le bruit des rameurs qui frappaient en cadence.
I don't think it's about the lyrics, you know. It's about really what you feel when you're hearing it, you know. Yeah, because I grew up listening to songs from Nat King Cole or Michael Jackson or Yvonne Chaka Chaka from South Africa, and I wouldn't understand nothing of English. understanding now and thinking of whatever I was feeling then, it's, I was like, well, basically I was feeling the same feeling. So I kind of pretty much did understood the song, you know.
So Pierre and Hervé decided to take matters into their own hands. They began hosting their own parties, inviting their friends and their friends of friends. They'd play the music they wanted to dance to, like the music Hervé would bring back from his trips to Congo.
He brought back these new sounds, people like DJ Pededen, Spilulu, and we were just blown away, but we couldn't find any places here that would play those songs. So we had to play it somewhere, and we would play it at our own parties. Then later on, the kitchens just became too small. So we were like, we need to get out of here, maybe throw it somewhere else and see if there are other people out there who would like to join in this party and this vibe.
Those house parties eventually evolved into Moonshine, which Pierre and Hervé founded in 2014. The parties got their name because the pair originally hosted them the weekend after the full moon.
We were so surprised by the reaction. We were expecting 100 people and ended up having 300 people. At 1 a.m., we didn't have no more alcohol to sell. There were so many people, so it took us by surprise, and we realized quickly that there was a need for it. People wanted that. People just wanted to feel free and come as they are, you know, and that was kind of the idea, you know, bringing all these sounds, all these Afrocentric sounds, you know, we gotta say, and finding a place for it, a safe place for it, yeah.
Moonshine has since become a staple of Montreal nightlife. They've collaborated with Pride Toronto and Boiler Room, and the collective's been profiled by Vogue and BET for their work spreading music from the African diaspora. It's something Pierre is dedicated to in his solo work as well. His records are a celebration of all of his influences. In 2022, his third studio album, José Louis and the Paradox of Love, won him one of Canada's top honors.
The winner of the 2022 Polaris Music Prize is... Pierre Quinders.
Winning the Polaris Prize, which is the biggest prize for a musician in Canada, I would say, you know, of course there's the Juno, but this is just a different feeling, you know? You get judged by your peers, you get, you know, and... First thing I did was call my mom and tell her that I won.
What did she say?
She was so happy. And back then she was in Congo. And she was so happy, you know. And when she came back, she had a 10% in her bank account, you know. You know, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be here without her.
But this is my story. This is my African story, my Congolese story, my Canadian story. This is your story if you want to take it as yours. And make it whatever you want to make it. Thank you so much.
My way of showing my appreciation is in working hard in what I do, and winning the Polaris Prize, I think, made her the most proud and kind of secure there. You know, it's like, okay, he's doing a good job, so let him breathe. Yeah.
Pierre has not slowed down. This year, he followed up that album with a new EP called Tears on the Dance Floor. Songs like Endless Night are odes to the energy Pierre has cultivated through Moonshine.
But sometimes you feel like you want it to go till 10 a.m. or 12 a.m. We've done parties like we went that late, and Endless Night is just a representation of that feeling, you know? You on the dance floor, you don't care about nothing except yourself and your feeling, you know, because your feelings are important. And you just let the music guide you through the night.
C'est maman qui a fait toi plaisir. Pardon, maman, colimbisate.
Pardon, maman, colimbisate.
Yaka pembenito pazé. Ongalelo e kosilate.
Montreal takes its nightlife very seriously. Maybe too seriously. This year, new proposed noise ordinances for certain downtown areas sent nightlife venues and their patrons into a tailspin. The proposed changes include a $10,000 fine for noise, and the police would be able to shut down an event if even a single complaint is made.
there's this thing that is called choice, you know? And some people don't, I feel like some people don't know how to use it properly. And they choose to go live in an area they know that it might be noisy. But then again, start complaining and it kills business, a lot of businesses. And now we have to pay $10,000 fines for noise complaint. That just don't make sense, you know? That just don't make sense because people need that. People need that distraction. We've seen how hard it was for people to go through the pandemic, you know? People started dancing inside, you know, which was great. But instead of dancing inside, we'd rather go outside and dance with a lot of people and see other people and enjoy ourselves together. That's the best thing to do.
A fine like that could be the end for a small venue. And Pierre knows the value of those venues. He remembers his first live performance at a spot called The Blue Dog, a venue that was on Montreal's bustling Saint Laurent Boulevard.
It was a full house, you know, small place, you know, it's not too fancy. I think max 50 person or 80 maybe. But it was a full house and people were dancing, people seemed to like it, and that just gave me a boost. And I think that's what the people of Montreal do, you know, they're open-minded, and if you're good at what you do and you dedicate it to it, you put the right, like, the discipline into your craft, they'll be there for you. Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of Montreal.
Pierre is not deterred by the city's ongoing drama. Moonshine keeps growing far beyond those early parties. The collective also operates a nonprofit that offers DJ workshops, and it's a music label. They've produced documentaries.
I think Moonshine kind of made that possible for a lot of young kids, especially kids of color, to see that it's possible to create something, to make something here in Montreal and be successful at it. No matter how beautiful life can seem, you know, especially today, life can seem so beautiful online, but you need a place to disconnect. For some people, it's reading a book at night. For some people, is walking by the canal sometimes, you know, and for some people, is going at the club and just letting that energy out, you know, and sweating it out, you know, just like leaving your soul on the dance floor.
I want to thank Pierre Quenders for joining us today for our Sense of Place Montreal series. His new EP, Tears on the Dance Floor, is out now. Thank you also to Hervé Calongo and World Cafe producer Miguel Perez. I'm Raina Duras. We'll be back in a moment with more World Cafe.
KEXE was first on the air in 1976. Recently, a couple of the founders, Rich and Susie McClear, stopped by to talk about why KEXE was needed then.
A lot of people were up here thinking they were doing their own thing. And when the radio station came on the air, they found a neighbor was doing the same thing, or somebody across town. And it magically became there are a lot of us up here that have the same thoughts, the same activities.
Neighbors talking to neighbors. We help them get in contact with each other. and talk to each other about common problems.
KAXE is still needed now. We're connected through green cheese trivia, through great music and events. We're in crisis mode. We have had all of our funding cut from the federal government. Please help us out. You can text the word donate to 218-326-1234. I'm Heidi Holton. Thank you so much for your support.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Montreal's Pierre Quenders. We're in Montreal all week for our new Sense of Place Montreal series. You can keep up by subscribing to our podcast. Just search up World Cafe wherever you get your podcasts and travel the world with us digging into music. You can also see more from our Sense of Place Montreal trip at worldcafe.org and on our social media at World Cafe. More Montreal music now from STARS, Ageless Beauty.
Thank you.
You're listening to World Cafe.
Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, only 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. I'm running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry awake, lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Coffee in your bed. hold you day, darling. There's so much love to go around.
So much love.
So much love.
So much love from Southern Avenue. Up next, an artist who brought an orchestra in for her latest album on World Cafe. I wanted to remind people of what it sounded like to have a large group of people playing together. That's what Nico Case has said about why she brought in an orchestra for her new album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. You can look forward to hearing Nico on the show talking about that album in the coming weeks. And you can hear how that orchestra, including the harp, lifts up her songwriting in this song. It's Wreck, Nico Case.
Calm down, darling. Don't take me to
Public Radio's most listened to music show.
This is World Cafe.
Cold as ice. But I said yes because I can't refuse those Crystal City lights. Crucified son, I was born the lucky one. They can't tell me what I've done. I'm a crucified son. Don't ask me how I started, 'cause right now I can't recall. It's a wonder me and these boys still out here riding at all. There got to be a higher reason, 'cause it ain't pleasure and fame. I walk out the door, they call me friends and drive nails into my name. Crucified son, they tell me I'm the lucky one. They can't tell me what I've done. I'm a crucified son. Look out. Right clear of Crystal City. If you love your wife, the women there, they sure are pretty. They'll make you lose your mind. Out behind the Nashville Palace, I got lower than I was in Dallas. Selling idols on a souvenir ain't the only thing happening here. Hello. Crucified son, I was born the lucky one. They can't tell me what I've done. I'm a crucified son. Crucified son. They tell me I'm the lucky one. From Houston, Texas to Kingdom Come, I'll be a crucified son.
Charlie Crockett with Crucified Son, bringing you to the end of this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to Pierre Quenders for being our guest today for Sense of Place Montreal. And thank you to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Also, thank you to the Wincote Foundation who make Sense of Place possible. Big shout out too to our affiliates across the country who bring you this show, including WNMU in Marquette, Michigan. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Rena Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Columbia Records, with Tame Impala's new album, Deadbeat, releasing everywhere music is sold on October 17th. Dracula White Fang colored vinyl is available for pre-order.